प्राणो ह्येषः
प्राणो ह्येषः
यः
यः
सर्वभूतैर्विभाति
सर्वभूतैर्विभाति
विजानन्
विजानन्
विद्वान्
विद्वान्
भवते
भवते
नातिवादी
नातिवादी
आत्मक्रीडः
आत्मक्रीडः
आत्मरतिः
आत्मरतिः
क्रियावान्
क्रियावान्
एषः
एषः
ब्रह्मविदां वरिष्ठः
ब्रह्मविदां वरिष्ठः
ओके. This verse also talks about, now it is easy, it be, as you understand more of Prakarana Granthas, you can appreciate Upanishads better. Yaha yeshaha pranaha, yaha yeshaha pranaha. Pranaha literally means what? The prana. But here pranaha means the life. Yaha yeshaha pranaha. This pranaha, yeshaha, this atma, which is the life. Isn't it? Pranaha. Sarva bhutaihi vibhati. Yaha yeshaha pranaha. Now, pranaha means what? The life of, the life force of everything is called what? Prana. Who is the life force here? The Lord. Who is the Lord here? Brahma. Who is Brahma here? Atma. What is atma? Satchit, satchit, now you can say asti, asti bhati priyam. Isn't it? Satchitanandam, satyam yamanantam brahma. The consciousness, the exist, which is the existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is what now? Brahman, which is the Lord, there is no other Lord. Isn't it? Yeshaha, that is the life of all prana. Prana, eshaha pranaha, yaha sarva bhutaihi vibhati, that alone, what now, shines in the form of all the beings, sarva bhutaihi vibhati, sarva bhuta rupena vibhati, now you know, all the namarupas are what now, what is that which shines, the light alone shines in the form of tumbler, light alone shines in the form of mic, light alone shines in the form of board. Light alone shines in the form of every opaque object, along with every opaque object. What is that which shines as every opaque object is the light. What is that which is there as existence of every object, which is there as the cognition of every object, what if is there as the everything, isn't it? Shines as everything. Sarva bhutaihi vibhati, vividam bhati. One vastu. Only one vastu, ekam, nityam, sarvagatam, svatantram, one eternal, independent, all-pervasive reality shines as everything, it has many, shines as many, vibhati, isn't it? Vibhati, sarvabhutaihi vibhati, and he says that vijanan vidvan. Vijanan vidvan, vijanan it means knowing, vidvan means one who knows, vidvan, one who knows, knowing that reality, the atma, the vidvan, the jnani, the wise person who knows, who's knowing this reality, which shines as everything, which is the life of everything, knowing that reality, he says, then vidvan vijanan bhava atna ativadi bhavate. He doesn't speak anything anymore. Ativadi means one who speaks more is called ativadi. One who talks more is ativadi. Then ativadi na bhavate. Na, he does not say bhavati, he bhavate. Does not speak anything anymore means has nothing more to speak. And now that he becomes humble and all that, okay? That's not true. Not that is not true here. He nothing much to talk. My God, all are, once you understand every namarupa is mithya, and once you know what is satyam, or if only if what is there much to talk about? Satyam is one, and mithya, all that you wanted, you have so much to talk and so much to talk. Only when the mithya is satyam, you have so much to talk. when you mistake mithya for satyam, you have so much to talk. Talk so much. Ati vadanam, ati kathanam. Either you talk more about it, or less about it, other more than what you say about it, less than what you say about it, or rightly or wrongly expressed. No, you talk so much about it, you have so much to talk only when you mistake mithya for satyam. Once you know namarupas are all mithya, now satyam is only Brahma, that Brahma, Atma, Ahamasmi, when you know, what is there to talk? Isn't it? Ativadi na bhavate. We become quiet. Why? Because why na ativadi? Even to talk, there must be what? Speech is also what? No, expression of one's disturbance only. Isn't it? Because there's no more disturbance. There's no more sense of inadequacy. Therefore, there's calm, quiet mind. There's absolute serenity in the mind. Then what now? There's only silence. Therefore, nothing much to say. Doesn't mean all wise people do not talk in truth. They mean like a dumb people. That's not true. They have nothing much to talk. Wise people need not talk much. Don't talk much because there is the mind is serene mind, not disturbed mind. Nothing much to talk. Isn't it? Once they know what silence is, once they know what the truth is, and naturally what fullness is, the mind which has discovered, wherein there is cognition of the reality. Isn't it? I'm going to talk about this khanda akara vritti jnanam, akhanda akara vritti jnanam, all in samadhi class. I'll teach you all those things next class. Okay? Then once this person has, one who knows the truth, isn't it? One who sees, one who could really discriminatively see what namarupas are, what Brahman is, that Brahman, what Atma is, what Anatma is. One who knows that Brahman is Atma, that Atma is Chaitanya Mahamasmi, one who knows very clearly, for him, he is the one who has discovered fullness. For a person who revels in fullness, there can't be any, there's nothing much to talk. The disturbance-free mind remains quiet, isn't it? The disturbed mind alone causes disturbance. Therefore, here, he doesn't talk much because ativadi na bhavate. Because anything to talk about, what is there is only one satyam, everything else is mithya. No, he doesn't talk much. Such a person, atma kridaha, atma ratihi, kriyavan. Atma kridaha means what? One who revels in oneself. Atma kridaha means one who is not dependent on anything external for his joy, for his happiness, for his well-being, for his security is atma kridaha. Kridaha is a play, sport, game. It's called krida. See, you are dependent on anything external for your happiness and joy and pleasure, then you are now bahya vastu krida. Atma kridaha means what? One who revels in oneself, one who has recognized the self as fullness, one who is not dependent on anything external, situation, people or anything happening for his happiness and joy, he is atma kridaha. One who is independent of the namarupas, the world, people, situations, things, positions, natural conditions, or economic conditions for one's well-being, for happiness, is atma kridaha. Now, one who revels in oneself. Tanakkul taan vilayadhana, tanakkul taan anuvekiravan. One who revels in oneself is atma kridaha. Isn't it? How he is atma kridaha? Because he has owned up the self. Atma, surupam. He knows, he could cognitively now cognitively remove namarupas from the actual vastu, and he could own up that vastu as one's own self. Therefore, now he is not what is satyam and what is mithya. This is all mithya in satyam. Such a person, and all cognitively one, nothing is physically done, and he revels in himself. Atma kridaha. Such a person, atma ratihi, atma kridaha, atma ratihi. Isn't one who's dependent on one's own self for his happiness, atma kridaha, atma ratihi also mean the self. Isn't one who is happiness himself, one who is fullness himself, atma kridaha, atma ratihi, such a person is kriyavan. Kriyavan means man of accomplishment. He is a person of fulfillment. Kriyavan. Kriyavan literally means one who is achiever. Achiever is called Kriyavan. Any man of activity is called Kriyavan, but here you should take it as what? Man of accomplishment, man of fulfillment, the achiever. He is man of achievement, accomplishment. Kriyavan Purushaha. There's what is there? Unless and until one discovers the truth as oneself, as one's own self, thereby one who resolves the smallness and revels in fullness, one who becomes independent of anything external for his well-being and happiness, security, and such a person is Kriyavan. That is real success. If you are dependent on anything external for happiness, you are still leaning on the unreliable jagat, you know, the namarupas for your happiness, then you are not Kriyavan, irrespective of whatever you have achieved. You are still dependent on external world for your happiness and security. You are still feel insecure. The insecurity itself is because of lack of discriminative knowledge of what Satyam is, what Mithya is. If you can own up Satyam as the self, and you know, then you will be, that is where real security is. The real security is owning up one's own self being the reality. A reality being one's own self. Knowing that is the real security. Until this knowledge takes place, there will be sense of insecurity. As long as insecurity is there, you are dependent on the external world for security. You are relying on the unreliable world. You are dependent on the independable world. Then what? Undependable world. Then you are not. You are dependent. You are insecure. Then you are, even if you have achieved so many things, still you are akriyavan. But you are real man of accomplishment. Even if you have not achieved anything in your life, if you can be independent, if you are not dependent on the world around you, for children, for husband, for wife, for children or for husband, for wives or for relatives or friends or jobs or for money or for anything or any position, for your happiness, for your, then still you are a kriyavan. If you are not dependent on any of them for your happiness and fullness, then you are Kriyavan. That is possible only when you say, Yaha Yeshaha, Vividehi Bhutehi, Sarvehi Bhutehi Bhati, Vidwan Yaha Vijanan, one who knows the truth. And such a person is what? Kriyavan. Be with wife and children, but don't depend upon them for happiness. That's what Shastram says. Shastram does not say, come give up your wife and give up your husband, give up your families. No. Shastram cannot say that. Shastram says, don't give up anything and run away from anything. Be with the wife, be with the husband, be with the children, and be with the world, be with the friends, be with society, but be detached. That's why in Tamil we say, like the lotus leaf. Lotus leaf always remains in the water, but never is touched by the water. Water will go to the lotus leaf and go back to the... Now why? Lotus leaf is never tainted, touched by water. Be in the water, but don't be... What now? Touched, affected by the water. So be with the world, be with society, but don't be dependent on things and situations for your happiness. there nobody is responsible for your unhappiness, nobody is responsible for your happiness also. Your lack of discriminative knowledge drives you mad to that extent. That is why we all of us, any human, any unhappiness, anybody's unhappiness because of one's own lack of viveka. That's why Shastram says here, Atma Kriyavan is the one, the man of accomplishment, achievement, the successful person, the really successful person. According to Shastram, the successful, accomplished person is the one who is Atmaratihi, Atma Kridaha, who is self-dependent, who is free from dependence, no, emotional dependence, who is not dependent on anything external for his happiness. That means one who is dependent on self, that means one who knows the self, one who has, no, one who really sees the self as the only security, one who revels in oneself, have discovered self as fullness. Isn't it? Atma Kridaha, Atmaratihi is the Kriyavan. Then he says, Yeshaha Brahma Vidam Varishtaha. And he says, Brahma, because Brahma Vid also means Atma Vid. But here the word, if you say Brahma Vidam Varishtaha means all the wise people are equally great. You can't say one wise person is great, other wise people is inferior and superior. Therefore, very carefully you have to understand the meaning here. Veda also is known by the word Brahma. Absolute reality is also known by the word Brahma. Veda is also known by the word Brahma. Brahma Vid means one who knows Veda is called Brahma Vid. Veda Vid. Brahma Vid means Veda Vid. Veda Vidam Varishtaha. And such a person is the most exalted of all those people who know the Veda. Just by knowing the Veda, one does not become Varishtaha. There are so many Vedic scholars who know the Veda, but they are still not Varishtaha. They are not exalted people. Why? They studied Veda, but still they have not yet ascertained vision of the Self being Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Is clear now? Brahma Vidam Varishtaha. Okay, time now. Sorry, let me stop here. 1 o'clock now. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.